Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. Today we will be reading from Realizations. There is a devotee in Vrindavana named Vishala who is sometimes a source of comic relief because he has some humorous character traits. One time, I saw how Vishala became like a little boy in front of Srila Prabhupada and pleased him. On one particular day, Prabhupada was having darshana with a room full of Indians. Vishala suddenly walked in along with his wife. Although Prabhupada was preaching, Vishala entered with such a commotion that Prabhupada's conversation came to a halt. Some of the people in the room looked at Vishala as a source of disturbance. But Vishala went ahead and paid his full obeisances to Prabhupada in a very loud voice. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaman Iti Namine. As Vishala became the focus of the room's attention, I was thinking, boy, this guy is really something. Then Vishala sat up and walked right up to Prabhupada's table. He was carrying a little wicker basket covered with a cloth, and he placed this in front of Prabhupada, pulled the cover off, and said to Prabhupada, "My wife made some simply wonderfuls for a simply wonderful spiritual master." Vishala said it with a total big smile, and Srila Prabhupada also smiled back in a complete way. Then I began to think, now that is the kind of thing that I would like to do in front of Prabhupada one of these days. I would like to be able to be so unattached, so uninhibited, just once to go in front of Prabhupada and be able to glorify Him. If I could only say something praiseworthy of Prabhupada. Because usually there was a big debate in my mind going back and forth, I would think I will go ahead and say this to Prabhupada, but then I would think, no, that's not worthy enough. Then I would think, well, what about this? And then I would think, no, that's not good enough. I usually ended up not saying anything. There would be a long silence, then whatever opportunity I had to praise Prabhupada, which is the disciple's duty, would slip through my fingers. Yet Vishala had come in and he just did it in a fling, unabashed. When Prabhupada smiled, the whole room full of people felt relieved. At first, when Vishala had come in, everything had become quiet and heavy because he had interrupted. Now, because Prabhupada was pleased, everyone else was pleased. Then Vishala did another fascinating thing. He turned around and faced the entire room, reached into the little shoulder bag he was wearing, and pulled out some Back to Godhead magazines. He started preaching about Prabhupada and Prabhupada's books and Back to Godhead, and he just went ahead and distributed them to all the people in the room. The thing was done so nicely that he had the whole room completely charmed and friendly. Prabhupada just sat back and you could see that Prabhupada was pleased with him. Vishala went on glorifying Prabhupada's books and told how professors in the West had reviewed the books. Many of the Indians in the room didn't even speak enough English to follow all of what Vishala was saying. But because of his mood, everyone became relaxed. Then, to end the whole thing, Vishala did something else that really blew my mind. He turned to Srila Prabhupada and said, "Srila Prabhupada, my beloved spiritual master, I have read all of your books except for one. I haven't read the Madhya Leela Volume 3. At that time, the Madhya Leela had just come out and the only person in Vrindavana with a copy was Prabhupada because a copy had just been sent to him from the West." After a silent pause, Vishala said, "Srila Prabhupada, may I borrow your copy?" The devotees in the room were stunned at this boldness, but Prabhupada simply called Navayogendra forward and said, "Give him the Madhya Leela Volume 3. Vishala was very pleased, took the book and exited after a wonderful exchange with Prabhupada by Kundali Dasa Adhikari. A devotee took me to see Srila Prabhupada. It was in Los Angeles in 1968 and I went into his room. When I first saw him, I thought I should be nice to this old man and say something nice. The first thing I asked him was, "How are you feeling, sir?" Srila Prabhupada immediately pointed to his deities. He said, "With Radha and Krishnaya, how could anyone not be well?" I didn't understand what he was speaking about or what the deities were. I just sat there and then he started talking to me. After receiving his darshana, I had become very impressed. I had some money in my pocket and I thought I would like to give him an offering. So I took out the money, about $100, and I gave it to Prabhupada. He embraced me and touched my head, and at that moment I felt that I had found my true father. When I left Prabhupada's room, I kept walking down a long road, and all I could think about was how I was going to stay with Prabhupada. I had no conception at all of what Krishna consciousness was or devotional service. But Prabhupada was such a wonderful person that by visiting him for an hour, my heart was totally captivated. By Dinanath Dasa Adhikari. When I first met Prabhupada, I was 8 years old. The first time he said something to me personally was on a morning walk on Venice Beach. I ran up to Prabhupada and said, "Prabhupada, I have found these shells. What should I do with them?" Srila Prabhupada looked at me. He put his cane in the sand and he said, "Put them down and wash your hands." It was just a little instruction, but I felt so happy that Prabhupada told me to put down the shells and wash my hands. I immediately ran back to the water, put the shells down and washed my hands. Then I came back and followed Prabhupada. It wasn't so much the things that Prabhupada did, it was Prabhupada himself that made them wonderful. Just to be next to him was not only an honor, but it was a pleasure. You wanted to be near him, to hold his feet, to hear from him. You wanted to see him. Just like at Kirtana, the devotees would crowd around Prabhupada and there would be bodyguards to clear a way for him. The wonderful thing was the way that he did everything. By Raghunath Dasa. Thank you. Hare Krishna.